connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Skeldiness, iyi akşamlar and welcome to Connections with me, Tim Hallam. And, well, I've got a very special guest by the way of Dan tonight. Good evening.
Hello.
And how are you this fine evening?
I'm very good, thank you, Tim. I feel very privileged to be on this show for you.
Well, this is good. And, yeah, we'll just bring that down a little bit there. And well, the thing is, Dan, I don't think anybody can actually hear us at the moment. I'm not really sure, but...
Yeah, how many people normally listen to your show?
I think, I don't know, it's an estimated crowd of 7. I know there's a punk rocker somewhere, I think, in Burton-on-Trent that can hear it. And he's a sort of regular listener. Apart from that, I think Fiona might be out there. And
Our friend Fiona from work, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and, that's all you need, really.
That's all you need. And other than that, I think there's a couple of urban foxes in a place called Saxelby near Lincoln.
Yeah.
That's about it. So, Dan, well met, man, my old flower. You're going to play Blur, I think. You're going to start and finish with Blur. Anything you wanted to tell us about Blur?
Yeah, well, I've decided to go with Blur because... I saw Blur a couple of years ago while I was living in Mexico, and I saw them headlining a big outdoor festival there. And basically, before they came to the stage, all the crowd was very excited, and they started chanting their name. But obviously, Mexico being a Spanish-speaking country, they didn't say Blur. They were saying Blur, Blur, Blur. It's quite interesting to hear thousands of people saying Blur instead of Blur. And this next song I came across and listened to again when I first started listening to them again before the concert, and I think this is a great track by them that's kind of underrated. People don't really play it much, so I chose this song we're going to play next.
I was thinking that, and it's a song probably about being quite solitary as well, and it's called On Your Own. So is Blue.
But I'm not that bad.
connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Skeldenes iyi akşamlar and welcome to Connections with me, Tim Hallam. And, well, I've got a very special guest by the way of Dan tonight. Good evening.
Hello.
And how are you this fine evening?
I'm very good, thank you, Tim. I feel very privileged to be on this show for you.
Well, this is good.
Me.
And, yeah, we'll just bring that down a little bit there. And it's, well, the thing is, Dan, I don't think anybody can actually hear us at the moment. I'm not really sure, but...
Yeah, how many people normally listen to your show?
I think, I don't know, it's an estimated crowd of 7. I know there's a punk rocker somewhere, I think, in Burton-on-Trent that can hear it. And he's a sort of regular listener. Apart from that, I think Fiona might be out there. And
Oh, yeah, our friend Fiona from work, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's all you need, really.
That's all you need. And other than that, I think there's a couple of urban foxes, a place called Saxelby near Lincoln.
Yeah,
that's about it. So Dan, well met, man, my old flower. You're going to play Blur, I think. You're going to start and finish with Blur. Anything you wanted to tell us about Blur?
Yeah, well, I've decided to go with Blur because I saw Blur a couple of years ago while I was living in Mexico, and I saw them headlining a big outdoor festival there. And basically, before they came to the stage, all the crowd was very excited, and they started chanting their name. But obviously, Mexico being a Spanish-speaking country, they didn't say Blur. They were saying Blur, Blur, Blur. It's quite interesting to hear thousands of people saying Blur instead of Blur. And this next song I came across and listened to again when I first started listening to them again before the concert, and I think this is a great track by them that's kind of underrated. People don't really play it much, so I chose this song we're going to play next.
I was thinking that, and it's a song probably about being quite solitary as well, and it's called On Your Own. So is Blue.
Take me!
I enjoyed that. That was Blur from 1997 and On Your Own. A nice bit of meat there from Damon and the boys. And we've had a call from Mrs. G of Dortlevant, who says the connection's pretty bad, I can't hear. Give us a chance, Mrs. G. I haven't connected anything yet. Anyway, we're going to connect Blur via a Guardian article by Paul Lester, that bastion of music journalism, about a box set that 10cc bought out called Tinology. And he said that 10cc's first four albums with the Fab Four that were 10cc, that's Eric Stewart, Lol Krem, Graham Gouldman and that other bloke Godley, made a posited, they said, a link from the Beatles of the White Album to the Blur of Part Life. So we're going to 10cc and Dreadlock Holiday. Got anything to say about that, Dan?
As a matter of fact, I have, Tim. Yeah. Basically, in my last year at uni, I did a dance to a choreography to this particular song. In fact, I was dressed as a blue snooker playing rabbit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's genius, Dan. That sounds good, that.
Yeah, it had the attire had no reference or relevance to the particular song. That was the idea.
Oh, that's really good. That,
yeah.
So the people were expecting snooker, and then they got Dreadlock.
Yeah, everyone was shown on a screen. Yeah. There were four of us. There was a blue rabbit. I was a blue one. A red one. An orange one. And I can't remember the other. It was a green one. And everyone thought we were going to do something related to snooker. And then the lights came on, and then we started playing the music, and we did a dance to this song. Yeah, that was for my final assessment of my final year doing a drama degree.
Absolutely fantastic. What did they? Which rabbit did they like the best?
I'd have to say maybe no, it was the purple one. Yeah, purple the purple rabbit. One. Yeah,
that's a bit of a downer, isn't it? It wasn't yours. All right, my old flower, let's get a bit of 10cc on, shall we?
I was walking down the street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other. Thank you.
me say, would you like something harder? She said, I got it, you want it, my harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it.
Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc from 1978, when they were actually a two-piece. I think Godley and Krem had gone their merry ways. I just want to sort of get a mental picture of your little dance you were telling me about, Dan.
As a blue snooker playing rabbit. Yeah. Actually, I was trying to think back and trying to remember the choreography and the dance moves.
Could you remember anything?
No.
What about the bit at the end? You tell me there was a solo.
Oh, yeah. So towards the end, after the second chorus, each rabbit did their own little solo dance. I think the purple one did some break dancing, and the red one did a little jig and stuff. And because I was the blue rabbit, I was the sad, miserable one.
Well, you were blue,
yeah. Yeah, I was blue. So I just went to the front of the stage and stood there still for 10 seconds looking glum. And then I walked back to my...
Quite a technical dance then. You had to
I put a lot of thought and effort into that part.
I'm feeling you, brother. I'm feeling you. The connection we've got, by the way, Dan's furnaces with this playlist, so thanks for that, me old fruit. 10cc, we're going to go to the Smiths, and the connection is the 10cc run Strawberry Studios. It was named after Strawberry Fields Forever in 1967. And that's in Manchester, and the Smiths recorded there also. So we've got the Headmaster Ritual by the Smiths. Anything you want to say about the Smiths, Dan?
Yeah, I just really like the Smiths. They're one of my favourite bands, and this is one of my favourite songs.
Fairer than that. It's about a ritual that involves some kind of headmaster. In fact, it's the Headmaster Ritual.
Bigger than dinner plates. I wanna go home.
That was the Smiths and a bit of a ritualistic song there. From the album The Meat Is Murder?
Meat Is Murder.
Meat Is Murder. And that was The Headmaster Ritual by the one and only Smiths. And, quite an interesting connection here, Dan. We're going to go to New Order. And it was at Fact Magazine actually ran an article of... it was just New Order and the Smiths songs reimagined as Stephen King book covers. Quite sinister, that.
Yeah, we were just looking at some of these covers, weren't we?
Yeah. Was it the Lady in Red? It was like a black and white Stephen King cover, but it just puts a sinister twist on it. And we were thinking, you know, could they do that, for example, with... another sort of high artist, I think at least one of them's from Manchester, and that would be the Spice Girls. We're thinking of Wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
If they got that and like made a cover that was red and black, and what would the cover be though? Would it be a like someone wanting to be something?
I have no idea. I think it'd be a real challenge to do that.
Yeah, you could make it a clown or something like that, couldn't you? I suppose that might be quite scary.
A sinister clown.
A sinister clown, yeah, not like Ronald McDonald or something.
Generally, scary, clowns are never sinister, are they?
Well, I mean, ask somebody who's got clownophobia or whatever it's called. You were talking about your music history, Dan, and I think you mentioned Spice Girls albums.
Only because when the Spice Girls were very popular, the first album I actually had in my possession was the Spice Girls' first album, the self-titled album.
An eponymous album, yeah.
It wasn't actually bought for me. It was an Easter present from my grandma, I think. This is a while ago. But I did actually like the Spice Girls. You know, I was at primary school at the time. I was only sort of 9 years old.
Who was your favourite Spice Girl?
Yeah, because everyone had to have a favourite, didn't they? I seem to remember Baby Spice being
Baby
my,
Spice.
My favourite. Yeah.
Mine had to be Scary Spice, I think. But
I can't remember the reason why, but I don't know, she's kind of the cutest, the most unassuming, yeah.
I think yeah, as a 9 year old, I can see how that appealed to you, Dan. And I think after that, you need to show your silent face. See what he did there?
Mm-hmm. thought that never changes remains a stupid lie. It's never been quite the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no color, just silence. The rise and fall of shame, search that shall remain. We asked you what you'd seen, you said you didn't care. Vacuum may seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no lyrics, just nothing. A sign that leads the way, a path we cannot take. You caught me at a bad time, so why don't you piss off?
Was New Order from 1985, and the title of the song was Your Silent Face, and it was pretty far from silent. So we've got a connection now down to Madonna, which I've made by there is a record that was bought out. I don't think it's an official release, but the serial number of the record on Discogs is Well Hung 301, which is quite unfortunate. You see what they did there? And
yep.
It's actually a mashup, I think, of Madonna with the Blue Order called Hung Up on Blue Monday. And it's only got one side. So, yeah, Frozen, Madonna.
Yep.
Was it?
What about it?
What does it mean to you?
I just thought I'd include it just to, you know, throw in a bit of pop, make, you know, the music selection more eclectic. Mm. Also, I think everyone has a guilty pleasure, and I think Madonna is one of those. The first single I ever bought was Madonna, Beautiful Stranger. But I decided to go with Frozen because I think it is actually a great song, and it's one that people don't really bring up, you know, when they're talking about Madonna's greatest songs, and I think it's underrated.
Yeah, you could say it's been sort of frozen in time, isn't it? And talking of guilty pleasures, what are your views on Pan Pipes?
Pan Pipes? Yeah. I can't stand Pan Pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a story to that. Should I tell it quickly?
Please say away, brother.
So basically, I was on holiday in Spain when I was a teenager with my parents, and we're in Torrevieja on the beachfront, and there was this Pan Pipes band, you know, with the backing track playing the Pan Pipes too.
Well-known
covers of very famous songs, you know, like Bryan Adams and things.
That thing out of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, God, yeah. It was awful. Yeah. The thing is, my mum loves that kind of stuff, and she thought, oh, isn't that good? So she bought this stupid CD for about 10 euros, something ridiculously priced. We'd hired a car, and we were, you know, driving along the coast of Spain for a week, and for the whole time we were just subjected to this one CD of the Pan Pipes with these awful covers, and it drove me insane just hearing My Heart Will Go On but without the vocals the Pan Pipes.
It didn't make you feel sort of vaguely Spanish or anything like that with it being Pan Pipes or anything?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Madonna, do you think she's bringing her kids up to be sort of level thinking human beings? Do you think they're
I would say so. I think she's pretty grounded and
pretty grounded. Let's just take a peek, shall we?
Did you see my bedroom?
It's the best bedroom ever.
It's actually not that fancy. It's kind of decadent.
Oh,
it's kind of like a mediocre hotel posing as a decadent hotel. Because who's the queen, Rocco?
You.
Very good, very good.
You only see what your eyes want to see. How can life be what you want it to be? You're frozen when your heart's not open. You're so consumed with how much you get. You waste your time with hate and regret. You're broken when your heart's not open.
That was Madonna, and that was Frozen. I think you were mentioning the bit with the crows when she goes boom.
Yeah, and yeah. I think the video is quite famous, isn't it? She's in a desert and she's on this like black shawl, and all of a sudden she falls and she turns into a flock of crows and they fly off.
It's not that famous, I've not seen it, but yeah. It's good crow flying music, I think.
Yeah, I think this music's crone on you, hasn't it?
I see what he did there. And think about being frozen. It's getting a bit cold again today, Dan. Have you got your socks on?
I have. In fact, I'm wearing the socks that I got for Christmas a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they've got my name on them.
Yeah,
they say Daniel.
Is that so you don't lose them, you know, in a sort of shared household environment?
Yeah, they're very practical, actually. And actually, it wasn't until I got this pair of socks that I found out what my name actually means, because on the bottom of the socks it says fair and trustworthy, which is what Daniel means. But I didn't know that until I got the socks a few years ago. There you go.
Oh God, that's amazing, isn't it? Well, the connection we've got from Frozen by Madonna is People magazine of the 11th of February 1987. It's actually yours for $7.99 on eBay. I'm not sure if the sale's actually closed, but that particular tome does contain interviews with Betty Davis, Chuck Berry, Madonna and Nancy Reagan. We're not going to play Nancy Reagan for you today, but we have got Chuck Berry and Johnny B. Good. Any thoughts, comments or...
The reason I chose this song was it's related to when I was living in Vietnam, and in the bars there you're allowed to plug in your iPod and play your own music. So I always like to play to the crowd.
All right. So I go in with my iPod, you go in with your iPod.
Yeah, and we could just go up and plug it in, play what we want.
Would it be a duel or what? I mean, would it...
No, you just take turns. So this would be a very good song to get everyone up and dancing. It was always a smash hit, always went down well. It's a really good go-to song. To get everyone dancing, so that's why I chose this. I thought I'd go for something different, you know. I'm trying to get a few genres in here.
Of course, if you're going to start talking about Vietnam, of course you're going to start talking about Chuck Berry, aren't you? I mean, it's just a natural order of things, isn't it?
Learned to read or write.
was Chuck Berry and Johnny B. Good. And, well, I think he will be after that. And the connection is we've got the Bobby Troup song, Route 66. It was made famous by the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones didn't actually write it. Chuck Berry did do a cover of that, as did Depeche Mode. You probably don't know the Depeche Mode one as well, but there it is. And, well, Shake the Disease, Dan. What's it all about?
Well, the reason I chose Depeche Mode was when I was in Istanbul a few years ago, Depeche Mode had a concert and my best friend came over from England, is a huge Depeche Mode fan, and I was listening to them a lot, getting really into them.
Yeah.
Got to the venue. What's the name of that park in Besiktas where they have venues? Gaziantep?
No. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we got there and found out that it had been cancelled and we were really disappointed. And all we could do was just sit and enjoy the silence.
So what, you were like listening to air for a little bit?
Yeah, no, I was trying to make a joke.
All right.
Maybe I should have chosen that song. I should have chosen Enjoy the Silence, but it went over your head, didn't it? I thought that was quite well done, but that's the connection.
That's
there, but I just said enjoy the silence. The song should have been Enjoy the Silence, shouldn't it? Because that would have been the perfect time to...
But then, Mike, you got my silence, so you were enjoying that. You know, because you told the joke and then I was like, silent.
Yeah. It worked. Yeah.
Let's just shake off this disease, shall we? Here's Depeche Mode.
Spirit, I'll be there.
from 1980. When was that from? About 1987, that one?
Yeah, I remember it well.
I mean, you were bopping around to that. It was Shape the Disease from Depeche Mode. And nice bit of French there, wasn't it? A bit like a coup to be and a chocolate show. So
do you know, I don't even know what Depeche mean. What does Depeche mean?
I thought it was like un kilo Depeche, voila madame. I thought it was like somebody was asking for some peaches in a market or something. But I'm sure somebody can tell me what it actually means.
Is that a southern French accent then?
Yeah, southern French.
Yeah, I've really heard before.
Yeah, it's I've sort of shaved a few consonants off that over the years, Dan. And I've had more years than you to perfect it, unfortunately. So, the Tape-Op magazine, number 112, the March and April edition from 2016, talks about Ben Hillier, a famous tape operator. It's good that they celebrate it in that magazine. And, he's absolutely happy to oblige with an interview, talking about his experience with the mode of Peaches, or whatever they're called, Depeche Mode, and also with Blur. So it takes us back to Blur in a rather sort of zen fashion. Anything you want to say about Blur? Or croissants?
Blur and croissants?
Croissants. It's just a case of getting them together, isn't it? Do you like croissants, Dan?
I do, yes. I like have you ever had the croissants with ham and cheese inside?
Yeah, and they're...
It seems like a strange concept, but I think it really works.
You've got to be careful with the sort of microwaving, because some of those croissants, I hate to say it, they're microwaved, and the cheese can proverbially, is that the word, be hotter than the sun. You've got to be careful there. Some bad statistics on hot cheese. Other than that, yeah, I did burn me mouth on one once, and it was quite tender. See, that just went over Dan's head as well, didn't it?
Yeah, so are you going to play the clip about Damon Albarn talking about croissants, or are you going to play Tender? What are you going to do? Which one are you going to do first?
A bit of both. I think it's got to be...
Because it seemed like a good point to play the song Tender, because you ended on Tender, so that...
You,
yeah, but then here's croissants.
Is it true that you used to work in a sandwich bar in Euston?
It is true, yeah.
Well, there's been a bit of a mad rush for the cappuccinos.
Not a sandwich bar, a croissant shop.
Really?
And something about the croissant shop, which those croissants that you get in stations, they start off that size, and even the apricot croissant, it's like it's that size, and it has an apricot, which is sort of the size of your little finger tip of it, and then you put it in an oven, and 5 minutes later it's sort of this size, and then 5 minutes later on from that it's gone back to that size.
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
I'll always make sure I buy a big one.
I don't think they're the most helpful things, really.
That we have.
I'm waiting for that
Well, Dan, it's that time. We've got to sort of start to sort of packing up now. So it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, and thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I think the web forums have been going mad. What was it? Is Dan back in Istanbul? Yep. So that was some good reviews coming to the show already. It's really good, Dan. So as tradition stands, let's go round the houses. We started off, what did we start off with, Dan? You've got my...
Yeah, so I've got your paper here with the connections. So you did the connections, I just chose the song. Yeah. So I'm going to try and do a recap, but right. I'm going to try and read your writing, which is awful. So
it's a challenge, isn't it,
this Dan? Is just a disclaimer if I'm, you know, say anything wrong. But first we had Blur on Your Own, and their connection to the next song, Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc, was something to do with an article in The Guardian and some